You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast.
You're waiting for me to say something.
You did.
You're looking right at me. That's all I got. That's all I got. Yeah. Listen, I'm focused on other things right now. I'm really spending some time over here with the Lord.
Now I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to the podcast when I do it with Todd?
No.
Okay. So you don't know then that Todd always does this thing. And I'm sure everyone, all our listeners are doing it right now. I say, well, you're welcome. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. And he goes, what?
Every time?
Yeah, every time.
Oh my gosh. You know, you have the worst co-hosts ever in Todd and Ed. So anyway. And
I guess there's another thing. Honestly, there's no point in you looking back because I have no idea what episode it was. Yeah. But we did make fun of you.
This hurts my feelings. Episode. This makes this really hurts
my
feelings.
No, but it was good. It was good making fun of. Yeah. We thought we imitated you being Darth Vader.
Right now, I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the podcast. We are on episode 97.
97. I hear big things are coming at 9900. Yes, Tell us more about them.
So be sure to get your question in because we are going to give away two swag boxes valued at over $100.
Value that.
Yeah.
That means Daniel made up a number. It's worth like $4.
It's like when you buy a car, right?
Exactly.
The MSRP is like $15,000 more than anybody will actually
pay.
Yeah.
I guess somebody walks in and pays MSRP. Somebody does.
Probably.
So, and then people are like, score.
Yeah. Well, New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. So be sure to check out newchurches.com, our courses, get our free downloads, and our State of Church Planning Research Report, and our Multiplication Today Movements Tomorrow one at newchurches.com.
And I got to say, all kidding aside, those are some good reports, and people get them for free. And so we're encouraged to pick that up.
Yeah, it's not quote-unquote research.
Yeah.
It's actual research.
It's actual research. It's not research your mom did. You know, it's like, well, it's not thought it was really
Facebook
good.
Poll or
exactly,
Twitter one.
Yeah. Actual research that people spent really $100,000+ on the research project. So it's really good stuff. Yeah.
So today's question is a text one. It's one that one of our Plus members submitted through our Facebook community. So the neat thing is if you're a Plus member on newchurches.com, you're a part of our Facebook, private Facebook community. The neat thing about that is we actually see our planters, our pastors praying for one another, putting up their requests. You know, obviously there's something called office hours where our Plus members can submit their questions. We'll answer them for them. But our Facebook community, it's neat to see our community interacting with one another. So one of those posts that had come up was, how do you deal with discouragement? These are days when this work God has called us to is very hard. Please pray for us as we continue to transition from our sending church where we have served to this new church plant. The weight of balancing responsibilities and leading this and the emotions that are a part of this are difficult and heavy at times. Please pray for us. So that was really that post that had come in through that Facebook community. So if someone were to come to you with that, Ed, how do you encourage them? How do you deal with discouragement? Because there is a lot of it, not only in church planting, but in pastoral ministry.
Totally. But it is, I mean, there's no question that church planting is perhaps uniquely challenging in our Western context. I can't imagine, and I'm so thankful for people who are cross-cultural missionaries, who go to people group, don't see a convert for 10 years, you know, because they're in translating language, whatever it may be.
The first couple of years learning
just
the
learning language.
Language,
exactly. So we don't want to overstate. But in the ministry context where you and I are from, you know, Canada, U.S., Korea, I would say that church planting has to be one of the more prone to discouragement ministry options. And I think partly because it's so tenuous. It's so, you know, you always feel like you're one family leaving away from the destruction of what you've done. And maybe that's actually true. You know, now again, in this case is where we trust the Lord through the midst of it. But let's address a few things. First of all, I recently, you know, I don't generally look at direct messages on Twitter, not because they're bad or anything of that sort, but just because it's so much spam and so many things that kind of come
there
in and
really
out.
Is.
Yeah. And so it's not an inbox for me, but I was actually tweeted something and suggested people DM me. And so I was looking to see, you know, some information people sent. And I got a direct message from the wife of a church planner and who started with us. And I know you don't read these things. And because it says in my Twitter bio that I don't generally read these things. But it's when, you know, I'm discouraged and ask you to pray. And what was interesting was, and you'll never know who this is. And so I don't mind sharing a little bit about it. I just felt prompted the Lord to respond. And so I said, no, let's. And so I ended up connecting her and her husband to some folks who can encourage them. But what was interesting was in my conversation, it was, they thought that the level of discouragement that they were experiencing was abnormal. Okay. When my point, it was normal. Mm-hmm. is that, you know, I mean, here's the thing, you don't talk about that a lot at the conferences, because who wants to go to a conference and talk about how discouraged they are, you know? So speakers get up and say, it's really discouraging. You go there, yeah, and people
it's
get
really
up,
hard.
It don't is. Do it. It is. Yeah. Exactly. Don't do it. Exactly. You go, it's a rah-rah rally, you yeah. know? So we talk through, and my encouragement to them is to first have a realistic estimate that this is probably going to be the hardest thing you've ever done. There are going to be times when you're going to wonder if you're going to make it another day. There are going to be times when you're pretty sure you're not going to make it another day, but you have to keep pressing forward and pressing on. This is where your spiritual life becomes so important. Your married life. Don and I've talked about this. You know, we've planted, you know, depending how you count, like 5 or 6 churches. And every one of them has been deeply discouraging at times, and deeply, I mean, just the funnest and most joyful thing we've ever done, but deeply discouraging time. Every one of them has put stress on our marriage. Every one has put stress on our spiritual life. So you say, why are you doing this? Well, here, we're kind of hoping you're not going to quit, because you're on episode, what, 96 now? Is this episode
97?
So we're thinking you're in this for the long haul. At least you're in for the long haul of podcast listening if you've gone this far. So what I would say is that just steel yourself, prepare yourself for that. Now, how do you deal with that? I think is the question here. I think you deal with that by being in relationship with others who can kind of share that journey with you, who are not your bosses, or, you know, I mean, the fact is you want someone to sit down and say, man, I'm just discouraged. I'm just worn out. You know, to know those things, I think, is key, and to be able to share those things is even more so. And back to the couple that struggled, you know, again, when I listened, I said, you're not at all. I said, I don't know that I should be this discouraged. I said, no, this is a normal level of discouragement. They weren't in real despair. They were discouraged. And so I made some connections but again, it's like we're discouraged in secret.
Yeah.
Here's the reality. Church planters, and we do this at the newchurches.com Facebook community and other places. We want church planters to be able to say, I'm struggling. What do we do from here? Mm-hmm. And I think that's key. What would you add that would be, I think, helpful to frame this a little bit more?
Yeah. When it comes to, I mean, discouragement is going to happen, right? It's just going to happen. There's no way around it. I remember back to seminary in this pastoral care course where there was a survey, and it gave points to how stressful certain events were in your life. So moving was one of the highest points.
This is not what I want to hear.
Getting married, you know, well, you know, you've already been, you know.
I've been married, but I am moving right now.
So moving, getting married, changing jobs. Oh, yeah. So then when I looked at that, I was like, oh, no wonder this past year has been difficult in the church plant that I was at, because we were hitting
all those. Yeah, because I mean, when you plant a church, you move. Yeah. You know, when you and then it's a change of jobs in a sense. And so all that, it's like 5 things at one time.
Yeah. So it's good not only to be in relationship with your sending church, with your district individual over your city, with those who are supporting you, but to have peers who are in the same step as you, same journey of planting as you, even people who are a few years ahead, which is what we've been able to see in our Facebook community for Plus members. So, I mean, that's huge. The other thing that I'd love to say is to...
Can I only interrupt you? Because we were excited about the Facebook community for our Plus members. But for a lot of people that, you know, maybe this podcast is not a part of that. I mean, this can be... you know, maybe your denomination or network is big enough to have a regional network. If not, mm-hmm. get with some others. You know, if you're a Presbyterian, I was just in Cleveland with a multi-denominational event, but it was sponsored by the LCMS Lutherans. Yep. Go with them. I mean, listen, they'll encourage you too. Lutherans are great encouraging because they have this seriousness about the gospel, law and gospel. And so those tell you, man, just trust, lean in. And so, but find that connection. If the Southern Baptists are strong in this location and your Assemblies of God, these are encouragers. You don't have to share everything in common theologically. You have the gospel and you have the strength to hold one another up. That's key. I'm sorry to interrupt, but keep going.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, that's so important. And you need to be proactive for that, right? Which leads me to this dichotomy. And it's interesting, now, being a Canadian who's lived in Canada, Korea, and now in the States, healthcare has definitely been one of those, I've noticed the difference in healthcare, not only the care, but the systems behind healthcare, okay. right? And I really see the spectrum as being intervention versus prevention,
okay.
right? Canadian healthcare is very much intervention. American is very prevention oriented. And then you see Korea, which is a little bit of a hybrid of both. And the way I see that is because you obviously, I mean, we're not going to get into the fine, you know, all the politics and all that around healthcare. But the way this relates to discouragement is you can either on the spectrum of discouragement be interventative or preventative in how you want to deal with it. If you're preventative, you know that this is going to happen. So what does it look like for you to set up the system, to set up the relationships, to set up those connections beforehand, knowing that there is going to be a time where you need to lean on them? How can you be a friend to them before they're a friend to you, right? Because I mean, that's the thing that really annoyed me the most when I was being a pastor. When I was a pastor, it was the whole issues of counseling. When people would come up to me and they're like, hey, I've been going to this church for 6 months and no one's reached out to me. I'm going through this difficult situation with my child and mm-hmm. can you pray for me? Yeah. And yes, we did go, we did help, we did pray, but it was frustrating to me that they had been going to the church for 6 months to a year and the only people they knew were the pastoral staff.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. And when they went through these times of difficulty, wanting to get connected, it was hard to connect them.
Yeah, at that point.
Made those relationships and that.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, beforehand. In a sense, I think every church planner listening to this would say, yeah, we wouldn't want someone like that. So don't be someone like
yeah,
that. Right.
Exactly.
So that's the key. So you want to have relationships when you get discouraged. You can lean on somebody, you know? Mm-hmm. And again, I'm right now in a transition, so I don't know. I mean, I don't really know who I would lean on in a time of discouragement in Chicago right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I've made some new colleagues, new friends. But I can tell you here in Nashville, where I'm in Nashville, we're actually recording this in Nashville today while I'm down here visiting. In Nashville, I mean, I got 5-6 people, some in our church planning team, some other pastors in town that I can lean on. And I think that's key.
Which is a great point because the church planters are in transition, right? Even if you're a campus pastor going into a new campus, that is a new transition, a new area that you would be moving into. So at the beginning, during that transition, it's fine. It's fine to have people that you're Skyping with or FaceTiming with or texting with that are supporting you, people in your where you previously lived. And that's fine. For a while, for a year, year and a half. But I mean, during that first year, year and a half, it's good and necessary and good for your soul to find people in your context where you live to actually be face to face with. So thanks again for listening in. We appreciate your support. Be sure to get your questions in for episode 99 and 100.